Ventured out into New Jersey. We're in Jersey City at Barcade Outpost, and we're here with Pat from Smutty Nose.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. We're at an event that I'm told you founded.
I did. I founded this event about 3 years ago. It's called the East Coast versus West Coast Punk Rock Brew Tour, and as I said, this is our third year. First couple years we were in New York City alone, but now we're branching out and doing pretty good Northeast swing. This year.
We saw a lot of dates on that schedule. How many dates are it with the tour this year?
We're doing 19 dates in 8 different states, or 8 different cities, rather. We started out in New York City. We do all 5 boroughs. We do Westchester, Long Island. That's been a traditional part of the tour. And then last year, we came out to Jersey for the first time. This year, we're doing 2 stops in Jersey. Washington, D.C., Philly, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Providence, and Boston.
That's crazy.
When you started out, how many breweries were involved?
We had 4 originally, and now we're up to 8. The idea is to go into a beer bar and take over their taps. Last year, we did a couple of places that had 40 taps. It's difficult for 4 breweries to come up with 40 taps on the spur of the moment to take over this. So I figured by adding more brewers, it would ease the burden. You know?
So the concept is you've got East Coast microbreweries, East Coast craft beers, West Coast craft beers. Their stuff is on tap, and all while people are enjoying the beers.
And music. So the brands that we have from the West Coast are Lagunitas, Sierra Nevada, Oscar Blues, which isn't really on the coast, but they're west of the Mississippi, and I really like the brewery. And Ballast Point. And then from the east, we have Victory, Six Point, Smutty Nose, and Bronx, brand new brewery in New York City. I've always been into punk and hardcore. And I hang out with a lot of people. We go to clubs and drink. And I noticed one day that all my friends, they drink tons of beer, but they tend to drink bad beer. You know, they like PBR and Budweiser. So I thought, why not start doing a night where we cross-promote punk music and craft beer and try and get these guys, to start drinking the good stuff, you know?
So are you ever going to think to introduce some English beers? So you got East Coast, West Coast, UK.
You know, I have a big picture, long-term goal for this, which is to actually do a national tour, and that is something that I've considered. Although, I'm wrestling with the idea all the time of how to switch it up, because a lot of the breweries that we have involved in the tour, they don't go certain places. For instance, we're here tonight in Jersey, so the Bronx is not represented in Jersey because they don't come out here. But I'll put my thinking cap on, and I'll come up with a way where we could interchange brands as we go around. And certainly, going to England would be awesome. It would be awesome to collaborate with some English brewers and get some English punk on it, huh?
Well, let us know when you do that, because we'll definitely come over and cover that with you.
Nice, yeah, well, for sure. So my idea going forward, hopefully, is to do an actual national tour with bands as early as maybe next year. I mean, I might not go national yet next year. I think my thinking right now is we'll go from Chicago all the way around to Florida, which is a territory that Smutty is covered in, and then I'll take it further than that the next year and you know, possibly put together a bill of 3 or 4 bands and take the show on the road with all the breweries.
So can we expect to see some beers in the next year or so from Smutty Nose with the names maybe The Queers or Gigi Allen, Gigi Allen Pale Ale?
Yeah, we actually talked about this earlier. Now, we dabble in many different genres of music, and actually from year to year, the genre that we do on the tour changes. I have plans in the future to do a stoner rock tour, a hip-hop tour. We did metal last year, heavy metal, and I actually just got an email from Dave Yarrington yesterday saying that he wants to do a beer called BWA straight out of Hampton when we open up the new brewery, which I think is awesome, and I hope he wasn't kidding.
Well, there's still a bunch of East Coast, West Coast punk rock beer events on the schedule, so definitely check the website and we'll list them there. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thank you guys for having me.